This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
The words to this song, so funny. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. If you're here for the first time, well, thanks for finding us. If you're somebody who's a regular, you know how we roll here. Coming up this hour, we'll hit the mailbag. Your thoughts on what's happening in the world these days. Not all of them dreary, some of them pretty upbeat, actually. Sad news for a DJ who was rather popular and made a name for himself on the Ellen DeGeneres show. His family now mourning his loss. What happened there? We're going to talk about that. Interest rates up again, but not as much as the last handful of times that we've seen, and it's not done yet. Once we leap into 2023, the promise is it will continue. So what does that mean for you and I? And that's what this show is about. What is the common denominator? Things that we're all talking about in our neck of the woods and beyond. Something we're all talking about, I think, is the tornadoes that have hit our friends in Louisiana hard. And I know a lot of people listen to this show in Louisiana, New Orleans. Wow. I feel you. I heard it was like you had not just the roofs that you see and the things that normally happen, but building supplies were flying in the air. Just terrible, severe weather in Louisiana. Part of that massive system that moved east that we talked about in tracking the tornadoes. Some of the strongest winds recorded on Earth. It is really nasty stuff. At least three people died and more than a dozen injured as a result of that crazy weather. The tornado actually touched down in New Orleans around 4 o'clock on Wednesday. In fact, 40 tornadoes were reported across the South in the past couple of days. And there's a new tornado watch that's on, still in effect for parts of southern Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, and southwest Georgia. But let's get back to Louisiana. Two schools in Jefferson Parish, West Jefferson High School and L.H. Marrero Middle School, had to be closed because of the damage, which was so severe, that happened as a result of the tornadoes. They're really still going through all of it to piece it together as to what can they do. There was another elementary school in Bernard Parish that had to be closed because no power. They just had no power. Other public schools opened, so that was the good news, that not every school got crushed by the tornado. But just catastrophic destruction in the city of Gretna. And the mayor there says, look, there's like 5,000 structures that were damaged, could be more, when this tornado hit the town across the Mississippi River from New Orleans. I mean, it's right there. And the biggest concern was the number of destroyed buildings and what kind of damage overall they're going to see as they comb through that. So really all around New Orleans, there were a lot of things that happened because of the strong winds and the tornadoes, where houses collapsed and businesses were impacted in some ways. And as I said, somebody I know actually reached out to me, sent me a text, said, you're not going to believe what's going on here. I see building supplies because he lives in New Orleans. I can't believe the things I'm seeing that are happening. I'm trying to process that. New Iberia really hit hard too. New Iberia, Louisiana. And five minutes before a tornado hits, seemingly nothing. Then all of a sudden, it sounds like trains that are right up upon you. I listened to some people describe what it was like, and I said the other night that I had been through a tornado and had no shelter to go to. It was all of a sudden upon us. What do we do? It didn't, thank goodness, go through our house. It went around our neighborhood, but we had no protection. We had to jump in the tub. So that's exactly what a lot of people did. That whole idea of getting in the tub and putting a mattress on top of you, pulling, holding onto it, because you don't know what's going to happen. So these are small towns that are very close, many of them, to the city of New Orleans. Like New Iberia has a population of about 28,000 people. Now they're about 20 miles south of Lafayette. So lots of states of emergency were issued. Sad story about a mother and her 8-year-old son. They were killed because of the tornado. They were in their house, no place to go, happened, boom. And, you know, so many people in the path of tornadoes, hail and wind. We knew the predictions were that there's a great chance that tornadoes were going to rip through these different areas. But you have it's like scattershoot. You have just no idea what's going to hit where. And if it's going to happen in your neighborhood or it's happening, you know, 50 miles away. But there's a lot of the power lines down, homes damaged, roofs ripped off, the typical things that you see. Like I mentioned, Jefferson Parish, that's where they saw a lot of downed power lines. A lot of that was happening. A lot of debris. There's a Winn-Dixie store there that just collapsed in the front of it. And there was a mile-long path of debris. So the predictions of what could happen did happen, but if you just look at anything, go to whatever your search engine is, and you put in tornado in New Iberia, for example, the photos of what was barreling down on those people, the image was just frightening. I mean, just absolutely frightening. So dozens of tornadoes in Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi on Tuesday, then what happened on Wednesday. And there's still more assessing to see how bad is bad. Like the Gretna mayor talking about there. They said that what happened there was worse than Hurricane Ida. So Belinda Constant, who is the mayor, said, listen, people kept talking about Hurricane Ida, which was terrible. She said, this is worse. You know, these houses have collapsed. Roofs are gone. Cars are turned over. It's a power line fiesta. They're down everywhere. Live wires. And that's part of Jefferson Parish. And again, west of Mississippi, across from New Orleans, so be careful out there, people. Always pay attention. I say this often because a lot of times I just would blow things off about weather and what can you do, where can you go, and it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But then it's about relief, what happens afterwards, who's been hit, and the communities and the people of New Orleans and the people in Louisiana are always the first to lend a hand, and they're helping each other. Of course they're helping each other. More on the DJ and what happened, and also remembering Sandy Hook. It's been 10 years. Time flies. Very, very, very sad. What's happened since? We're talking about it next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Since Sandy Hook Elementary, it was so sad. 5 minutes, 156 shots fired, and 27 innocent lives taken. 20-year-old Adam Lanza plotted and carried out the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Pretty horrifying. It took the lives of so many young children, and then so many others, a handful of adults who tried to help the kids and do whatever they could. So 10 years later, what do you do? There was a lot of churches that held memorial services in Newtown, Connecticut, and in surrounding areas. And a couple of you reached out to me, and we've got some emails we're going to talk about. We go to the mailbag. We have a lot of listeners in Connecticut, not far from that area. So they keep up with the tradition of just reflection. There's not an official remembrance because the feeling is it's too horrific and it's better to reflect in different ways. But there are lots of things that have happened in the name of so many of the victims of that. There are all kinds of groups that have awareness for kids with psychological problems. There was the school psychologist who had been there for 18 years, and she tried to defend the kids and, of course, lost her life. And there was a fund set up in her name, and her work continues really through that and has been funneled to schools to talk to teenagers about feelings and violence and all of that. But it has been 10 years since it happened. I remember where I was. I was on the road. My mother was really sick. She had gotten cancer, and I was worried and wanted to get to her as soon as I could. and I was, again, on the road, and I was in a hotel room and got in the hotel room, and then somebody had texted me, and I flipped on the tube to see what was happening. So a very difficult day for all the people who lost too many young people they shouldn't have lost. Some of those children would have been 16 and 17 years old, and they were, you know, they're forever remembered as 6 and 7, just absolute babies. And it has to be a painful season for the people who go through this, and how can they not remember that? A lot of the people involved that lost children at Sandy Hook reached out to the Uvalde families, which is, I think, wonderful, because they know they have that common bond, and they're trying to do, you know, what they can to help those people who are still going through it. That was one of the sad big stories of 2022 back in May. And again, worth mentioning, so much good work is being done in funneling monies, in having conversations with kids in schools in Connecticut and other areas, in trying to do whatever possible to prevent that kind of violence from, you know, happening anywhere else. And we see that that's keeps popping up in different parts of the country, different motivations perhaps, but still incredibly, incredibly heartbreaking. This is also heartbreaking because it goes to, listen, what we've talked about on the show a lot. The isolation, the depression, the things people are dealing with, and the rates of suicide. But when you see somebody who spreads happiness and joy, sometimes you have no idea what's really going on in their mind. You have no idea what's happening that you don't see. And one of those people was a guy named Twitch, Stephen Twitch Boss. He was the DJ for the Ellen DeGeneres show, which was wildly popular in its time. And he would dance, you know, with her, and he really got the crowd excited, and he really rose to fame on that. And also on the show So You Think You Can Dance, he took his life. He took his life, and he had two small children and a wife that, you know, the wife immediately put something out because people were shocked and, you know, talked about the fact that his positive impact will continue to be felt, and that there wouldn't be a day that goes by that they won't honor his memory, but asked for privacy during a difficult time for herself and her three children. And they just flat out said in L.A., the coroner, listen, he died by suicide in a hotel. So they found him right before noon on Tuesday. And, you know, there was supposedly not any real great indications of something wrong. They had just celebrated their 9th wedding anniversary, and he was sharing videos of him dancing and all kinds of things. And, you know, there was no, again, no indication for that. But that is something to remind people to reach out to people in your lives. And if they're joy spreaders and everything seems happy, you still may not know what is going on. And it's so painful for me to see young people in these predicaments, and people with young children, and you know, the suicide hotlines are there, and people talk about that. But there's something about that moment, if you could take that moment back. So if you know people in trouble, or you think they're in trouble, or you think they're lonely, boy, reach out to them. It's just a good reminder. And that's what everybody's saying. He knew a lot of famous people, from Justin Timberlake to whoever. And they're all reacting, as the world does on Twitter, and saying wonderful things about him, but how shocked they are, and reminding people to reach out to people that You know, because you just never know. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. You never know what's going on with somebody, and they're not going to necessarily tell you that. Of course, they're not going to tell you that. All right. In the meantime, what else is going on in the world that all of us are affected by? And of course, a government shutdown would affect us. The House, very late on Wednesday, promised a short-term measure to extend federal funding another week, trying to buy some time to finish this full-year spending package before a shutdown would take effect. The Senate is expected on Thursday to approve the measure, which would keep the lights on, they say, the expression, until midnight December 23rd, and give them more days to reach a bipartisan agreement on the federal budget. This happens, it seems like, every year, right? And then you hear different senators or congresspeople saying they're optimistic and they'll get this passed, but we have to make sure that the government doesn't shut down first. So, of course, they're scrambling on the Hill to try to meet this spending budget deadline. You know, I get that there's always the push-pull of this, but for goodness sake, you know it's the same thing. You know it's going to happen every single year leading up to this point. And leading up to the vote to extend federal funding, they announced they had reached this agreement. It's a $1.7 trillion framework that would cover 2023 fiscally and would end September 30th. So, I mean, Alabama's Republican Senator Richard Shelby, the Appropriations Committee Vice Chair, that's the money people, confirmed that they reached this bipartisan framework deal that they could finish the full budget by December 23rd. But it still comes down to the clock is ticking, and they have to figure out a way to make it happen. And every single year, we're talking about the same thing. All right, speaking of talking about the same thing, we've been talking about this a lot, certainly this year, throughout the year. It's one of the big stories of 2022, Federal Reserve raising interest rates, this time by 0.50, so a tiny percentage point to curb inflation, so a half a percentage point, in other words, dialing back from some of the big hikes that were being thrown out there to tame inflation, and this is what hits us all. So the feds are signaling they think inflation is still too high. They're not backing off the battle to subdue it by keep raising those rates heading into 2023. So bat in the hatches, everybody. Mailbag next.
Christmas paper in the snow.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The head of the World Health Organization said on Wednesday that Eritrean troops murdered his uncle on the Tigray region of Ethiopia. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus A former Ethiopian minister who comes from Tigray has previously been a vocal critic of Ethiopia's role in the conflict that has killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. Deforestation in Brazil's Cerrado Savanna rose to a 7-year high, government data showed on Wednesday, destroying a vital habitat for threatened species and releasing huge amounts of greenhouse gases that drive climate change. China Mexico Group said on Wednesday it signed an agreement with Pfizer to import and distribute the U.S. drug maker's oral COVID-19 treatment Paxlovid in mainland China as the country braces for a surge in COVID-19 patients after scaling back its zero COVID policy. This is USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The
That's right, the naughty and nice list. Yes, we are in the mail room. Remember, you can send me your thoughts 24/7, k2kdelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let it fly just like that. Miguel says, Kate, I'm so excited about Argentina getting into the finals of the World Cup. This is huge for Messi, who's been my hero my whole life. Both of my young boys play soccer. I played soccer at the club level for fun, and so now I get to see what happens, like the rest of the world, for the final, as it's all about France and Argentina. Who do you think wins this? Let me see. France beat Morocco to set that thing up. You think of Mbappe and you think of Messi. They're the two big players that I know enough about. That's, as somebody compared it to today, I thought was brilliant, LeBron versus Jordan. I think it's going to be so interesting. Actually, it's going to be so interesting to watch. It's on the 18th, so over the weekend. And for Messi, this would be the perfect way to, I mean, a huge superstar that not just people from Argentina, but people from around the world, you know about him, know how important he is to the game of soccer. So I'm going to say that this is tough to predict, but I'm going to pick Argentina to win if you're asking me to pick, but I think it's the same thing that we've seen. I mean, it's tough. And you got two really good goal scorers and some others, and it's going to be about, you know, dominating on time and setting things up and getting those cross passes down to set up the potential to score because it's so tough. And this is it. I mean, it comes down to it. I was one of those people that really watched for the U.S. And then, of course, once the U.S., once they were out, then that came to an end for so many Americans. But it is pretty interesting. And bravo, Miguel, for you. I'm glad you listened to us for reaching out and asking me what I thought about that. And I think Messe, I know my nephew, he loved him. Has watched his whole career and played soccer, and my nieces played soccer, and so much of that was fueled by some of what they saw overseas. So this is a very, very big moment for both teams, for France and for Argentina. Remember, Argentina beat Croatia, which was a tough team, on Tuesday, 3-0. So it's a battle of heavyweights. Let's move to this one from Bobby in Connecticut. Kate, it is so heartbreaking to think about 10 years ago what happened at Sandy Hook. My granddaughter went to Sandy Hook, but it was years before what took place. And I can tell you that anybody who went there, anybody who was in any way in really the state of Connecticut, we all felt that heaviness and that loss and grief. And I think still today people feel the same way. And if there is anything that we could ever do to stop the AK-47s, I'm a gun owner, so I'm not anti-gun, but we don't need to have magazines and easy ways to get guns. And I think that really opened my eyes to some of that. You know, sadly, none of that, I agree with you. None of that has moved forward. And I also agree with you on not taking guns away, but making it about how are you getting the guns, what are the checks, all of that. And we haven't really seen much happening in that area. It's like a live wire in legislation when it comes to guns, but specifically not guns, specifically the magazines, the AK-47s that were banned, you know, before. All right, then I got this other one from Jill. Sandy Hook was such an abomination, so sad in so many different levels, and it's just that moment in time when, if you're a parent, you think that could be my child. And you also wonder what have schools done, not just in Connecticut, but in other places to make it safer for the kids. But how can you 100%, as you say, Kate, make it safe across the board? Well, the answer to that is you can't, right? Because it is beef up private security and pay for it that way. Have more checks, have less doors. But then the problem with the less doors is you can't have a fire hazard either, as was explained to me by a fire chief one time in a conversation we had actually on the air here, that how many, like, I went to a big high school, that there were 4,000 people in my high school, and we had who knows how many doors we had in that school. A lot. We would get bomb threats, but not what's happening now. And the doors couldn't be locked, though. There was a patrol, but it was a big school. And so now, fast forward to today, and what about those scenarios? And there's cameras. So there's the cameras, and in some cases, hiring people to watch that. Double doors, letting someone in. Of course, there's the expense of that, but letting someone in, and then they have to be beeped in, right? And there are private schools definitely that have done that, but it comes down to allocating funds and doing sweeps of schools, and I think some of that is happening, thank goodness, because anybody with a young child, six and seven, and any age, thinking of them not being able to feel safe at school, and they all do the drills. I mean, my nephew went through all the drills. He'd tell me, yeah, I know exactly what to do. And he was unfazed by it because they know what happens or could happen, and they know exactly what to try and do as a result of that. Really sad if you think about it. All right, Joe, inflation, Delaney. Yeah, heading into 2023, do you really think we're going to hit a recession? And I guess inflation has slowed. It has slowed. It's in November, 7.1%. So because gas prices, that kind of helped. The rising food prices and the rents that have gone up, that hasn't helped there. Almost everyone I know, their rent has gone up at least a little bit. But at least the gas prices certainly help. And the Fed is talking about, you know, they're meeting, they obviously met now, and they're talking about what happens in 2023 and the 0.5% that was released during the day on Wednesday. And the whole idea is to try to tame inflation. So the Fed hikes, it raises the cost of borrowing for businesses and shoppers. The goal is to curb borrowing and to cool off the economy and watch for those inflation spikes. But is it working? It's tricky because you try to moderate inflation without sending us into that recession. So it's what I keep hearing on like CNBC, a soft landing, that we were looking for a soft landing. Because look, there have been 6 hikes already that we saw during the year. That was one of the biggest stories in 2022. So now we go to what happens when we go into 2023, and at least the percentage point was less, and the evidence is the job growth has fallen, and from 537,000 to 263,000. That's from July to September, and salaries grew a bit, so it's gauging all of it. Do I think we'll be in a recession? Boy, I hope not. It's so hard to read the tea leaves on it, and if I even just base it on conversations I've had with people, and it's not great. So let's hope. I mean, let's hope that there is the taming of that and we don't have a recession. Some things have been avoided, which is good. The lower gas prices, the rail strike being averted was a very, very good thing. And that's the path we hope that we take, because the recession is just deadly for everyone across the board. This one is from Sam. Kate, I'm from Louisiana. I heard from my mama about the tornadoes. She was safe and sound, thank God. But I know that a lot of people were trapped and were stuck, and it was just awful for the great people of Louisiana. Businesses and homes and giant funnel clouds bearing down on too many people. We saw what happened in the Fort Worth area of Texas, and that continued on through Louisiana. Yeah, I mentioned this at the top of the hour, the storms, Oklahoma, Texas, but Louisiana really got hit, and so did Texas. And then, by the way, you have blizzard conditions where you had tons of interstates that are still closed in Colorado and Wyoming and Nebraska, Kansas, the Dakotas. It's been an incredibly powerful system, without a doubt. Not done yet. Headed to the northeast, rain, flooding, all that kind of stuff. So beware, peeps. Beware, definitely out there. Stay with us. Tyler Moffitt joins us for an interesting conversation next.
The The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, think about protecting your identity and privacy, especially during this incredibly busy holiday season, and how important that is. Who better to bring on this show to talk about it, because I think it's something we all should be very concerned about, is Tyler Moffitt. He's a senior security analyst for WebRoot, and he's done that for more than 10 years. And he's focused on improving the WebRoot product experience by directly working with malware samples and creating intelligence. And it's so important because you think of the war that we're fighting out there. So, Tyler, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, Kate.
So we look at, again, the holiday season. That means shopping online, and there's the risk of identity and data theft. So why is it such an open portal?
Well, you have to realize, you know, we shop. Everybody, over 2 billion people are shopping online, and the number one way people are getting compromised or having a bad time because of it is with phishing. Phishing grows year over year. It is by far the number one threat and doesn't look to be stopping or slowing down anytime soon. In fact, the two biggest months for phishing are November and December, specifically for the holiday season. So I highly recommend, you know, everybody watch out for the most common ones, which are always going to be you've missed a package or we failed to deliver a package. All we need is the updated information and there'll be a link link to click here. And then, of course, all they're looking to do is collect as much information as you'll give them. So when you're online purchasing and rushing for the holiday season, just make sure that you're using reputable vendors. I mean, they all will have an easy way to track and manage, you know, your items when they're shipped and tracking when they should be arrived. So you don't have to fall for any of these. They'll come in. They'll be very sort of easy to spot. They come in through text and through email. Just do not fall for them, for sure.
And so those are all great tips, things to watch out for. Do you have some more tips for us for shopping online safely?
Absolutely. I'd recommend, you know, when it comes to using your payment information, try to use a credit card, because if anything were to be purchased or, you know, fraudulently, any fraudulent charges, it's going to be much easier to contact your credit card company and have that charge removed from the account before you even owe any money on it, versus the different experience entirely. If you use a debit card, that money is already taken from your account, and then you have to work with your bank to maybe get that refunded, and you might not even get that money back. It might just be gone. So if you're going to be using a debit card, use a third-party intermediary process like PayPal or Google Pay, so you have some sort of protections in place in case something fraudulent were to happen.
Yeah. Tell us some more, Tyler, because, wow, with that expertise that you have, on how listeners can easily protect their devices, identity, and privacy.
Absolutely. So I work for Webroot, and we, you know, have plenty of security solution options, whether it's, you know, your laptops, your desktops, or your mobile phones. We also have VPNs protect you, whether you're using unsecured Wi-Fi, which is great. But we also just recently partnered with Allstate Identity Theft and Protection. So a lot of our services basically include Allstate, where we can monitor and manage, you know, your profiles and accounts and make sure that you and your family and your household, if any of that information were to get out and sold onto the dark web, which is where these are all purchased and then used for phishing attacks, we can lock it down and notify you, and you can get a hold of, you know, your identity.
Yeah, and this is big because, of course, you think of social media. So what should our listeners be aware of when purchasing things from social media platforms? And there's a lot of that on everything, certainly on Instagram, a ton of it.
Yes, absolutely huge. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, the marketplace is popping up. They're very big right now. Also ripe for a lot of fraud. I don't know if any of you have any experience purchasing on there. You want to make sure you do your research so that someone's actually purchased something and got an actual item back. A lot of the times they advertise a really cool video at something at a really good price, and you go ahead and maybe hand over your payment information, and what receives in the mail is really nothing like it. Or in many cases, in my personal experience, you don't get anything at all. I mean, you're just completely scammed. So you've got to watch out for that and do your research.
Yeah, absolutely. I said at the top, I was talking about the 10 years plus that you've been doing this, and you mentioned, of course, Webroot, obviously, and directly working with malware samples, and also creating that intelligence, fighting it. So have you seen anything like you've seen recently? I mean, I think it's, like I said, a real war out there.
It definitely is. And we're using artificial intelligence and machine learning now. It's a constant cat and mouse game where we use it to try and the new tips and tricks that criminals are using. We will then counteract, and then they will change up based on that. And it is a war. I don't see it stopping anytime soon. The industry makes more and more money, and the surface area of attack only grows. We're only putting more and more time in front of screens. We only have more and more internet connected devices. We're literally only creating more and more ways to be attacked and have our identity and private information stolen.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, this was great with all the things that you told us, and especially I know people don't think about using a lot of times their credit card, but credit card definitely to trace it. So where can we go for more information?
Absolutely. So our website at webroot.com, you can learn about all the services and products that we have to protect your devices and also your identity.
Tyler Moffitt, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Couple of minutes left in this hour of the show. This week we talked a lot about crypto and FTX and the guy named the Crypto Creep, his arrest in the Bahamas, and what does it mean to crypto in general, and will those people get their money back? Sam Bankman-Fried is his name. I think of all of this, his mother saying, oh, he's a vegan, he can't be in prison. Wow, well, there's so much that you could unpack there, but having no idea that, are you kidding me? Are you looking at what he's being accused of doing. So SBF arrested the start of the week in a luxury compound in Nassau at the request of the U.S. government and charged with a bunch of crimes: conspiracy, fraud, money laundering, campaign finance violations. The list is pretty long, that's for sure. And, you know, the Senate Banking Committee Chairman Sherrod Brown accused crypto of being easy, too easy for corruption, and assailed a lot of the celebrity endorsers, saying they duped investors in glitzy Super Bowl commercials and online ads. Listen, if you have a few pennies in your pocket and you are swayed by celebrities and ads that get paid a ton of money for it, don't do it, is what I say. Do your due diligence and make your own decision. The whole idea about crypto was that it is the Wild West, and that it's not the big bad money machine, and that attracts a lot of people, right? Look, the top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, Pat Toomey, the senator from Pennsylvania, and a leading crypto booster in Congress, called for a more lenient response to the crisis and cautioned against punishing the crypto industry for problems at one exchange. You know, he's saying, listen, this FTX meltdown, think of the 2008 subprime mortgage crisis. Did we ban mortgages because of it? Did we? No, of course not. And he suggested that cryptocurrencies could protect against inflation, allow for private financial transactions. And he said, let's remember to distinguish between human failure and the instrument with which the failure occurred. In this case, software and a code committed no crime. So, you know, you've got a panic with FTX customers, of course, because they're racing to pull $5 billion worth of deposits off the platform in a last-minute bid to meet the demands. This Sam Bankman-Fried turned for help wherever he could, including to the chief executive of a rival crypto exchange, saying he would sell off $530 million worth of FTX-issued crypto token, and he was trying to do what he could, but initially they agreed to buy it, but then they reneged the next day because they looked at the books and said, oh, mishandling customer funds. So that would have bailed him out of the situation. And then 2 days later, he had no bailout. He stepped down, and then, of course, the company filed for bankruptcy. And there were a lot of people, like Kevin O'Leary said, you know, he was paid. He's an entrepreneur. He's on Shark Tank, and he was paid $15 million to promote FTX, right? And FTX customers are pursuing a class action lawsuit against him and 10 other celebrities: Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, his ex-wife, Larry David, Naomi Osaka, others, saying that personalities should bear responsibility for luring consumers, ultimately, into a bad deal. Wonder where that will end up. Are you that swayed by celebrities? And I certainly remember the commercials. There was a ton of commercials. As for Fried, he faces up to 115 years in prison. But his saga is far, far, far from over. Thanks for listening to this hour. Hats off to Nathan Reeder for fine work, excellent work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.